بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم وما بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the best form of dhikr is la ilaha illallah and the best form of dua is istighfar. Thereafter Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to support this recited from Surah Muhammad فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ. So know that none is worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and seek forgiveness for your sins. In another hadith narrated by Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite La ilaha illallah and istighfar as frequently as you can. Because shaitan says, I ruin the people by inclining them to commit sin, but they frustrate me through their recitation of La ilaha illallah and istighfar. When I find this so, I must lead them to indulge in bid'at and thereby make them follow their base desires in belief that they are still on the right path. For everything there is a cleaner, and the heart is cleansed by means of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The effect of istighfar is similar, as mentioned in many ahadith, that it removes the dust and the rust from the heart. Abu Ali Daqqaq rahmatullahi writes that when a person recites La ilaha with sincerity, his heart is cleansed of all the dirt, as a mirror is cleaned with a cloth. And when he says illallah, his heart shines with its light. It is clear that under these circumstances, the whole effort of shaitan is bound to go to waste. In another hadith, we learn that these two, La ilaha illallah and istighfar, should be recited abundantly in the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. We request the brothers for a few minutes to engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.